Right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And not a bad day overall. A little snow headed into New England late tonight and all day tomorrow. But, hey, it's winter time, and it's Mother Nature's free fertilizer and protection for our broadleaf evergreens. So you may not like snow, but if you're a gardener, you have to. Because without the snow cover, we would really have a lot of problems on azaleas and boxwood and rhododendron, mount laurel, you know, all of your broadleaf evergreens. And it also helps to insulate your newly planted ground covers, things like pachysandra and English ivy, your newly planted junipers. And believe it or not, it does help the grass. This time of the year when it's cold and it's windy and sunny, that wind, it's dry, and I mean, you know what it does to your skin. Well, it does the same thing to the grass. It blows across your yard, it pulls the moisture out of the ground, and it does create some stress for the lawn. So when the grass is covered, it's asleep, it's happy, and think about it this way. When spring comes, it'll be all nourished with the goodness from the atmosphere that was collected by the snow, and your grass will be ready to go. Now, if you are going to Florida, or you know somebody that is going to Florida, and they play golf, they're in for a big surprise. My son sent me some pictures of two different golf courses that he drives by when he's working. And I talked to him last night, and he said, "Dad, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's been so cold in Florida that the grasses have turned like hay, like straw or hay. It's kind of a golden brown. The entire golf course is like that." So what they've done is, and he said he watched them for a few minutes, they went on the golf course with four-wheel vehicles and great big tanks, and they have sprayed the fairways from the golf tee to the green. They sprayed the grass green. And the pictures he showed me, when you look straight down the fairway, it's beautiful. And it's a dark, dark green. And the right side of the fairway where the trees and the grasses are, it's all brown. And when you go past the green, all of the traps are all with brown and kind of a yellow grass. So it really looks strange to be sprayed green. But he said that the people in Florida who are members of these golf courses pay much higher green fees than they do in other areas, and they expect the grass to be green. So if you know somebody that's going to go play golf, you just let them know they're going to be in for a real surprise. It looks just like artificial turf, dark in color. But, hey, that's the way it is. Now, if we can help you with your garden this morning, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Call Jared right now. We'll get you set up. And whether you are thinking about projects that you have coming up this year, maybe some problems that you had this past year, or you have some houseplants and they're not doing as well as you had hoped, you need some help with those, you're looking to buy the perfect houseplant to grow in a different location in your room, and some of the greenhouses are having a little bit of a problem right now getting newer tropical plants. I was talking with Ralph Kane at Kane's Flower World, and he was expecting a tractor trailer of tropical plants to come in this week, and he was telling me that the growers in Florida lost about 25% to 30% of the plant, some of the really delicate things with thinner foliage, things like Diffenbachia, Spathiphyllum, Crotons, that are normally very, very strong, but when you get temperatures into the 20s, he said there is a lot of damage and a lot of things that he just wasn't able to get because of the weather. But what he gets is going to be very, very strong to tolerate the cold that they did have. So it'll be a little bit before things come back to norm with the tropical plants. And also, my son Matthew was telling me that in Florida, they lost the entire tomato crop. All of the tomatoes that are grown in Florida are gone. So any tomatoes that you're going to see at the supermarket coming up in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure that there's some that they picked that they put into storage. But for the most part, in the next couple of weeks, any tomatoes that normally come out of Florida will not be there. So they're going to come from Mexico, they'll come from Chile, they'll come from places like that. He sent me an email from a newspaper saying the tomatoes are all gone, the peppers are all gone, the string beans are basically gone. So it's for agriculture, it's been a really, really rough month here with the frost and with the cold weather and even snow in Florida. So we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll go with it. That's all. So if we can help you, the number to call again is 800-259-9231. Today we're going to talk about growing herbs inside your house on your windowsill. Really, really easy to do. And the taste, what it will do to your kitchen cooking, is incredible. Just imagine picking a few leaves of basil, a little bit of chives, cutting it up with a sharp knife, and then rubbing it on the salad bowl, and then putting it in with your mixed greens. The flavor is absolutely incredible. And you can grow it right on your windowsill. You don't need to have a greenhouse and all lights and all this. You can do it very, very easy. And we're going to tell you how to do that. We're going to talk a little bit about fertilizing today, because a lot of us just don't feed our plants during the winter. And a little bit about watering. So, you know, if you have concerns, you know, how do I know when to water? How often do I water? How much do I give the water? You know, what should the soil look like and feel like? Also, we'll do a little bit about insects so that you can know what's active. At this time of the year, you know, you have not as many insects as we do outside during the growing season, but we still have bugs, and certain plants get insects more easy than other types of plants. Think about that. And then another thing we should talk about and you should know is the leaves of your houseplants. What I'd like you to do today while listening to the show, if you have a big floor plant, like a ficus tree or a schefflera or, you know, a yucca, a dracaena. What I want you to do is grab a hole of the leaf with your thumb and your index finger, and I want you to just rub the leaf from one end to the other. Just slide it. So just give it a little bit of pressure and just slide it along the edge of the leaf, and then look at your fingers. You're probably going to be surprised that the leaves have got some dust on them, but you got to think of it this way. When you clean your living room or your kitchen, you're spraying a little bit of pledge or something on your coffee table, and when you get done cleaning, you have a brown film on the cloth, right? Well, the same dust that's on the coffee table or the end tables or any of the furniture is going to be found on the leaf. And if you don't remove that film of dust, then that's blocking the sunlight, making it more difficult for the plant to grow. Especially this time of the year. This time of the year, the light is not as strong. It does not last as long. And so your plant is having a little bit more difficult time. Also, you have the storm windows are on, so you've got an extra pane of glass that's on there. So there's a lot of things that we should be talking about. And if you have questions, that number to call, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. I know it's early. Put your pot of coffee on and join us as we think positive, because spring is right around the corner. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or under watering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. If we can help you, give Jared a call. It's still early. People are sleeping, except for the real gardeners that want to get some information. So give us a call right now. Jared, has it warmed up a little bit in Minnesota?
It's a little bit warmer here, yeah. It's no heat wave, but it's a little warmer.
Well, things are made not bad. We went up to 40 degrees yesterday. Everybody was walking around kind of dazed. And today's not going to be too bad. And snow coming in tonight, maybe 6-8 inches. So we'll see what happens. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Jackie on the line, who's got a couple questions about using wood ash.
Okay, Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you. I listen
Good
to you
morning.
Every Sunday. My question is, I have several about 7 to 8 foot wild blueberry trees. Can I put wood ash around those?
Jackie, blueberries are the only plant that hate lime.
Okay.
And if you put the wood ash around the blueberries, the growth will slow down. Your production of berries will get less and less and less. Blueberries are the opposite of everything else. So what I would do, take those wood ash and put it in your vegetable garden. Put it around your perennials. Put it on your lawn, but keep it away from the blueberries. Now, the best thing that you could do, blueberries love a soil that's as acidic as you could possibly make it. So if in the spring you want to feed your blueberries with a rhododendron fertilizer like Hollytone, because it is acid base, and what you want to do is to pick up a bag of a fertilizer that's called aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. It will make the ground more acidic. And some of the companies will have a picture of a blue hydrangea on the bag, because when you use aluminum sulfate on your blue hydrangea, it makes the color more intense. It makes it deeper in color. So for blueberries, if you can use aluminum sulfate once a year, sprinkle it like you would rock salt on ice and snow, and then feed them with Hollytone, you'll have great blueberries. But wood ash will neutralize the acidity, and your production will go down.
So the wood ash is okay for any other type of plant also, like lilacs and...
Lilacs will absolutely love it. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can use, see, the only plant that really needs to be acidic, the only one out of all the plants that we have are blueberries.
Okay.
If you can, and now the opposite end of the spectrum is lilacs. The more the soil goes the opposite direction, the sweeter the soil, the better your lilacs are going to grow. So if you have lilacs and you put wood ash, limestone, or any of these other products on them, you make the soil sweeter, they can now pick up the phosphorus fertilizer easier, and that's going to give them more growth, more density, and a lot more flowers. Now, the one thing you have to remember, Jackie, excuse me, is that a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will cover the same area as a 50-pound bag of lime, which is 1,000 square feet. And the difference between a bag of limestone will take 6 months to a year to change the acidity level in your soil. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash that will cover the same area will change the acidity in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So when you clean out your fireplace, your wood stove, if you go to your local dump or landfill and you see a place where they're dumping wood ash, pick it up, bring it home, spread it any place you have moss. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrott Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have John on the line, who's got a couple questions about Russian olive trees.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
And good morning to you. What a
morning.
Nice break in the weather we've had.
It's nice, isn't it, for a change?
Yeah, what a spoil, though. Just going to tease us a little bit. About 20 years ago, I took a prompt from a friend and through the University of New Hampshire, picked up quite a few pencil-sized autumn olive, Russian olive twigs. Put them in, and they grew wonderfully. And I know they're considered a invasive plant, but they do smell very they're very fragrant during the spring. And the berries, the birds enjoy them, and it gives them some protection. Well, the last few years, I've noticed that the larger branches with the weight of the snow have broken off, and the row, which is approximately 30-35 feet long, has become a little unmanageable, and I like to plant it, but I don't know how far back I can cut them without doing some harm.
You can cut back that plant by a third, no problem. So if you've got a plant that's 10 feet tall, for example, you could take 3 or 4 feet right off of it. And you want to do that during late March, early April, before the new growth starts on that plant. And you can create a beautiful hedge.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
The Russian olive has kind of a silvery colored foliage. And the autumn is a shiny green leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Russian olive myself. When I lived in Scituate, Mass, with my family growing up, I had bought a Russian olive for my father for Father's Day because he loved that foliage. You get beautiful yellow flowers on it in the early spring. Then you get that silvery foliage. And when the wind blows, it's even silver, even more silver. And then the little tiny olives, as you said, and the birds love it. And I guess that's probably one of the problems is the birds will eat the olives. They'll fly onto a tree, make a deposit, and new plants come out. But if you live in an area where it's sandy, say you lived on Cape Cod or you lived in Rhode Island where it's, you're near the ocean. It makes a wonderful erosion control plant. It's a plant that you can grow in almost pure sand. It will give you, you can use it for like windbreaks, windscreens, privacy screens. You can use it for erosion control. And once it's caught, so the first 6 months that you plant it, you've got to water it once or twice a week. You need to plant it correctly with some good soil. But once it gets established, it will grow in gravelly, sandy, I mean, really, really junk-type soil where normally nothing grows. And I'll tell you, it's wonderful. If you live in an area that has a lot of traffic and you've tried to grow evergreens and the evergreens don't survive the winter very well, they don't thicken, Russian olive is wonderful. And the autumn. The autumn is a shiny green leaf, and the Russian is silver. Grows to about maybe 15 feet, but you can keep it pruned. So if you want to make a hedge that's 6-7 foot high and thick, oh, and it has a little thorn in it, so you don't have to worry about the neighborhood kids running through it. They may do it once, but they won't do it after that. But it's a great plant for that. As long as you are careful, and when you start to see seedlings come up on your property, dig them up and, you know, break them down so they don't take over. But there are uses for plants like this. And in areas where the soils are sandy and you're having problems to grow things, this is a wonderful plant. A good plant for the right location, just like anything else. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have George on the line, who has got a couple questions for you about fertilizer.
Okay, George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. This is your traveling buddy from Cape Cod.
And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. And I just want to let you know you solved my Valentine's gift problem, and I bought my wife a journal, which she doesn't know about. So that's going to work out just fine. So anyway, this is a question, Paul, that is coming up on Cape Cod, and I know you know about it. And it's nutrient loading of our ponds and our estuaries.
Yes.
And what I did at one of the meetings is I mentioned the fact there's so many new products coming on the market because I listen to you all the time. And I mentioned about organic fertilizers we can use for lawns and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wanted to know what your position is on this, because I was taken to task of saying they don't want to use any fertilizers. And I said, wow, I don't think people are going to go along with that. So
no.
How about, can you say something about us on Cape Cod and what we should be leery about as far as applying fertilizers near to the water's edge?
Sure. What you want to do, George, is you want to try and use, as you mentioned briefly, you want to try and use organic-type fertilizers. And you want to try and use fertilizers that are going to break down relatively quick. And the more natural a fertilizer, the better. So the thing that happens is if you use a lot of chemical, man-made type fertilizers, you're going in and you have freshwater ponds and streams, you're going to encourage the algae that lives in those ponds to grow faster because of the phosphorus in it. So what a lot of companies are doing now is they're removing some of the phosphorus that they were always putting in it, and they're using more natural fertilizers. So instead of taking a man-made phosphorus, they're using the phosphorus that occurs in nature naturally. And like one of the fertilizers that's very good is a food like Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest is made in Gloucester, Massachusetts. And what they do is when the fishermen come in after working all day, the fish are unloaded from their boat. The fish is brought to the processing plant where they take all of the fillets of fish off the fish itself. And what they're left with is the head, the skeleton, and the innards and the skin. That is waste. They take all of that, they grind it all up, and they put it in a big tank, and it's fermented. It's aged. It's processed. And Neptune's Harvest has a secret way of doing it. And unlike anybody else, Neptune's Harvest fish fertilizer does not have that fishy smell that we used to buy, because it used to be called fish emulsion. And if you took the fish emulsion fertilizer and you used it in your house smelled just like the fish processing plant. And if you have cats, it drove the cats absolutely crazy. Their process, the smell is removed, not totally, but a very, very high percentage. Now, the natural phosphorus that comes from the fish is not going to encourage as much of this algae bloom. Now, another way that they have helped to eliminate some of the algae bloom is with Mycorrhiza. And the number one company for changing the environment on Cape Cod is Organica. Organica has grown like you cannot believe on Cape Cod. And the bigger nurseries like Hyannis Country Gardens and Mahoney's, they're slowly and now even faster changing the homeowners on Cape Cod to use their product. And instead of using phosphorus, they're using Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza will do the exact same thing as phosphorus without the use of a chemical or man-made product. And you won't have the algae bloom. The other thing is you don't need to use as much product. The Mycorrhiza is a bacteria or a fungi. And what it does is it attaches itself to the root system of any plant, whatever you apply it on. It attaches itself to the root of that plant, and within 60 days, that Mycorrhiza grows like a piece of spaghetti, and it will double the size of the root system of that plant. And as long as the plant's alive, that Mycorrhiza is able to eat and break down the naturally occurring phosphorus that's in the ground. No other fertilizer can do this, the mycorrhiza, and that's why you're seeing a lot of companies do this. Espomer, it makes Holytone and Plantone. They are now adding mycorrhiza to their bags of fertilizer so that your plants will have a bigger root system. So the thing that we have to do is we have to look at our yard. We have to say to ourselves, do I need to fertilize the grass 4 times? Do I need to use all of these weed killers? So what you should do is look at your grass in the spring. If you have weeds, you don't have to treat the whole yard if you only have a few. If you have weeds every place, yes, buy a bag of step one and step two and all of the various programs so that you can clean the yard. And then over time, you can cut back on these things. Now, step one is a crabgrass preventer. If you did not have crabgrass last year, then there's no reason that you have to use step one. So walk around your yard, and if your lawn is thick, it's healthy, and you didn't have crabgrass, then just use a straight fertilizer. If you didn't have dandelions and chickweed and clover, then you don't need to use a product like step two that contains a broadleaf weed killer. If you only have a few here and there, then buy a liquid concentrate that you can mix with water in your watering can and water these weeds with the weed killer. Once the grass is thick and full, you could fertilize the lawn spring, maybe a little bit in the summer, and then again in the fall, and that's all that you would need. But you're right. We all use too much, and if we can talk with the local garden center, the people that you deal with your plants, ask them if they have information for you. And, of course, you can always give me a call. The number, 800-259-9231, or sign up for my email newsletter at paulparent.com.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Cotton Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Rick on the line. Rick has a couple questions for you about cleaning houseplants.
Okay, Rick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Welcome. I enjoy your show and always enjoy your tips. I got a tip for you. You were mentioning earlier about cleaning the houseplants, the dust off the leaves. And I read somewhere, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, when you clean off those leaves, you want a damp paper towel or something with milk. And when you wipe off those leaves, it leaves them shiny and the veins, if you will, you know, the leaves drink in that milk and it makes them nice and strong. And it's like a natural wax or Amaral, if you will, like you do on your leather seats in your car. And you do that maybe once a month, say, and you'll definitely notice a difference.
Yeah, see, this time of the year, Rick, the thing that happens, especially if you have forced hot air, every time that heat comes on, it's pushing and it's moving the air and the dust will go every place.
Oh, yeah, so, you get dusty.
But that is, I've read that many different times, and it just says, take a regular paper towel or even a soft cloth.
Calcium or whatever it is in the milk, they drink it in, it leaves it shiny. And also, you mentioned in that fish amok, such a long way with that riser in it. I tell you, use that stuff and you will notice a difference, definitely. I use it a lot and it has come a long way. You don't get the smell anymore. It's the best natural fertilizer there is. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it. I remember when I first started working in the greenhouses, we had received some beautiful potted ferns in a 6-inch pot. And we had bought them so that we could put them in hanging baskets. So we knocked them out of the 6-inch pot. We put them in 10-inch hanging baskets. We put some Osmocote, and we grew them in the greenhouse during July and August, and they doubled in size because you had all that free heat in the greenhouse. We wanted them for the fall and winter months. Well, what happened is there's a fish fertilizer. I don't know if it's still available, but it was called Alaska Salmon Fish Emulsion. And one of the guys that were working said, hey, let's put some of this fish emulsion in there. I heard that's good for ferns. Well, we mixed up a batch of the Alaska Salmon Fish Fertilizer, and we watered all the plants, really soaked them good with this. And it did green them up. Oh, the color came back beautiful, and they were gorgeous. And we put them out for sale, and we must have sold, I don't know, 6 or 7 that very first day. And within 3 days, people were bringing them back, and they were saying, I can't, they're absolutely beautiful, but I can't stand the smell of the salmon in the house. And we hadn't even noticed it because the greenhouses, you have fans that circulate the air and brings in fresh air. And we ended up, it took about 2 weeks to get the fishy smell from washing them. And then Neptune's Harvest out of Gloucester came out with this, their own version of the fish. So, I mean, there's no waste. I mean, it used to be these processing plants, when they got done with all of the fish, they would put it back on the boat, go out into the ocean, and just dump it. So, I mean, that wasn't good. So now there's no waste. It's all ground up. It's turned into a totally organic and natural fertilizer. And you can use it on your lawn. You can use it on perennials. And when you live in a sandy growing condition like parts of Rhode Island, like Cape Cod, you know, New Bedford, Fall River, in that area where I used to live in Scituate, Mass. But any place where you have sandy soils, organic fertilizers are better because they're slow release. They tend to stick to more porous type soils. So use something like that. If you have a clay type soil, then your common everyday man-made fertilizers are wonderful. So there's nothing to matter with all of the different fertilizers, whether it's chemical or organic, it's how you use it. If you follow the recommendations and the directions on the package, you won't create a problem. If you fertilize heavy and you get 2 inches of rain, it's got to go someplace. It's going to go in the pond and in the stream. So read the label and follow the directions.